Okay. You should make the share of the Zeche Nishmas Rav Avraham Moshe Farber, whose Levaya is going to be in a little bit over an hour. That's why we're going to make the share a little bit more Bekitzer to go to Levaya. Rabbi Farber was a Rebbe in Breuers for many years, with Chazen in the West Side. He was a Talmud of the Sri Deish. So Parshas Pinchas, we have the Parsha of the Talmud. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor tzav es bnei Yisrael. Ve'amartah lehem. Es korbani lachmi li'ishay reich li'chvi tishmru lachmi v'li b'mo'ado. So there's a sefer called Bris Sholem. We made a Pinchas Zatzal. And he has a couple of diyukim. This is a very strange lashon. What does it normally say? Tzavos bnei Yisrael, you know, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, you know, what's this lashon? Tzavos bnei Yisrael. It's not the general lashon. Here, take a look on page 9. Hasfekas vadiktukim bepsukim edu rabu kemo sharabu. Hachedela hakel alamayan atziga maat mizer. Tchila roil orer demilas lemer lechora hu achle moser. Kazal amru kol mokam shenema lemer ledrasha osi. What's the lemer here? What's the significance of the word lemer in the parsha? Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemer. For old amayshina kana klas v'tzavus bnei Yisrael. Usually it says daber al bnei Yisrael ma'atolahem. What's this Tzavos Bnei Yisrael? And what's this Ola Tomid? So he says like this. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin which speaks about the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And they're learned out from the Psukim in Bereishis. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam lemor mikol eitz hagar nachol tochel. Right? So it says in Sanhedrin on page 7, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam lemor mikol eitz hagar nachol tochel. Vayitzav. So different opinions, but one opinion is he also third line, second wide line. He also Rabbi Yitzchak Vayitzav zu avoras kachavim, and he quotes a pasuk where the pasuk says sov men aher men aderech asher tzivisim asul hem egel, right? Sov men aderech asher tzivisim. So Lashon Tzav has to do with Avodah Zarah. And then he says, so that's, well, so when the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam lemor, that means Hashem commanded B'nai Noach not to worship Avodah Zarah. And then the word lemor, this is the last line before it gets on page 7, the last thin line. Lemor zo gilo arayis. Chayin omer lemor hin yishlach ish es ishto. The lemor is gilo arayis. In the pasuk in Miyahu. Lemor hin yishlach ish. So then when Hashem said to Bnei Noach, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Odom Lemor, Vayitzav means he was mitzaveh on what? On Avodah Zarah, because by the Egel it used Loshon Tzav, right? And Lemor is on Gil Arayis, that he was mitzaveh on Gil Arayis. So he says like this, that the pasuk, the Medrash Rabbah on page 8, says Gufa Amar of Shimon ben Yochai, the olam ein ha'ola ba'a ela al hir ha'leif. That the korban ola is mechaper on hirhurim. In other words, not necessarily on the Avera, on the Maisa Avera, but on the hirhurim to do the Avera. So he says that usually we're not, if you look at the bottom of page 10, by goy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarech Machshava L'Maisa. So if we had just had a thought to do something that wasn't proper, so we're not punished because of that. Because it was just we didn't do it. It was just to hear her. It was just to hear her. So, but on certain things, the Gemara says that we're mitzuva even on the hear her avera. Even on the hearer of error. So one is Avodah Zarah. One is Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that even on the hearer of Avodah Zarah, we're mitzuva on, even thinking about it. And number two, yeah. On page 10, on the right side, Yirach HaKol, he says, Madisa b'medrash, Ola ba l'chaper al huralev, Ola ruchacham. He says, Amin machshava ra ina kodesh baruch mutzarfa l'masa. Kim hechi teisa l'boi kapara, v'amai tzvichim ola l'chaper al hira, v'yish l'farish hada amru, sh'olam ba al hira, ayri b'hira avodas kachavim. Here over is Kachovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar for the Maisa, the Gemara says, Shenem Alamat Tfos as Beis Yisrael Belibo. And that's that Gemara that says. And then he says that the same thing by Gil Arias. So basically his idea is, what's Pshat? Why doesn't it say, what's a savitz from Israel? That's not usually the Lashon HaPasuk. It's usually, Daberel b'nei Israel v'mart olehem. So he says like this, because what kind of korban are we bringing? The Ola, Ola Tamid, right? So the, and Ola's mechaper wat on machshava. So the two averas that require kapara, even for machshava, are Gil Arayas and Avodah Zarah. So that's the pshat. Vaidaba Hashem Moshe Leimor, the Leimor. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Leimor means what? That's Gil Arayas. Tzav is what? Is Avodah Zarah. So the two things that a person needs, the kapara of the Ola on the regular basis, is these, for these two averas. And that's why the Lashon of Leimor, which could have said, "Dabesh al Moshe, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Mar Tolehem." That would be the normal way. Why are you throwing in the Lamer, and why the Tzav? It's not also so. The Tzav and the Lamer are these two things because we're talking about an Ola, and Ola is Mechaper Machshava. So, in the Sefer Noam Megadim, he says another idea that he says the following, that, you know, we know that there's Avodah Zarah, right? The real Avodah Zarah, worshipping. But, you know, today, you know, we don't really have, I mean, we still might have some Avodah Zarah, but we have things that are similar. Like, we know that the Gemara says that a person's a Baal Gaiva, it's ki'ilu over Avodah Zarah. Or a person's kois, he's ki'ilu over Avodah Zarah. Right, he quotes here on page 18. The Yadua, from Gemara Shabbos Kluf Ches. Hine Yadua, on page 18 on the right. We go to Chomer Akas, Mili Dalma Rishus, Kolokois Kilo Vera Vodazor. Right? And a person's, you know, and here on page, so that's Kas. And also a person's Misgaya is Kilo Vera Vodazor. And it's all connected. A person gets angry because he thinks that, you know, I'm the great person, so how dare you do whatever you did. And so it's all connected. So the Tzav and the Lamor, you know, the Avodah Zarah of Tzav is connected also to what? Is to these Midos. And we constantly need Kapara because a person constantly could violate the Mid of Kas or the Mid of Gaiva and all these different midos, and therefore we need, you know, and sometimes, you know, things of Gilarayas, of Machshavas, of those in Yonim, etc. So that's what the, and that's, and those are the things that are marking HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us. Because the one thing the Gemara says in Sota, Hashem says, you know, the world is not big enough for me and the Baal Gaiva, Hashem says. I can live with a lot of things, but not with me and the Baal Gaiva. So he says a beautiful pshat. There's a famous chazal in Gemara in Makkos that says that a person should not learn Torah alone. Right? Cherev el abadim. Person learns Torah bad bevad. Right, you should learn.
It's in the Noam
Megadim. On page. Let's see if we can find it. Okay, you'll find it for me. But so he wants to say a noob shot in learning Torah alone.
Yes, on page 16.
The right-hand column. Four lines from the bottom. See, yeah, here it is. Yeah. So the Pashup Shot means that you're learning alone. But he says he thinks, you know what learning alone means? No, you want to learn without a Chavrusa. And we try to get people to learn with Chavrusa. It works better that way. But if you want to learn without a Chavrusa, fine. But you know what it means learning alone? It means you're learning with the attitude that you're a Baal Gaiva, so there's no Shechina there. That's what it means learning alone. In other words, it's not because you like to learn alone. So you want to learn, you learn alone. But if a person's a Baal Gaiva, he's a Koes, he's a Baal Gaiva, so that's the Midah that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Marchiv. So you're learning alone because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be next to you. So that's what it means that Cherev El Abadim, that the critique of the people learning alone, the people who are learning alone without who? Without the Shechina. That's what he writes on the bottom of page 16 on the Tidrash Noam on the bottom, on the right. The Indian Shechev al-Badim Ramu Chazal al-Tami Chom al-Oski Mator Ba-Bavad ha-Kavonu Yoshim Yechidi B'li Hashros Hashechina Islam B'toch Arba Amma Shalach Islam. For all the Sibas Ha-Hech Islam, either because they had a sin or because they had these Midas of Gaiva. So the hear her, and usually Gaiva is something, it's an internal feeling, and then it comes out in how people act towards other people, how people speak towards other people. And we always quote the Ramban says, whenever you speak to somebody, you should always look to that person's higher than you. You never speak down to a person. And this parsha of the Korbanos is the parsha of Ola, is the parsha of Hirhurim, is the parsha of Lamor and Tzav, the two Averis that were, and these Averis also are not only literal Avodah Zarah and Gerayas, but also the things Ke'ilu of Avodah Zarah as well. Now, it says as Korbani Lachmi Li'ishai. So, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. on page 14. L'chu lachmu v'lachmi ushu b'yein mosachti. So Mefarshim explain that lachmi is referring to lechem of Torah. The lechem of Torah. Right, that's what Chazal have a different Mefarshim explain. L'chu lachmu v'lachmi is referring to the lechem of Torah. Lo alechem lavado yichya, lechem of Torah. So Rav Harfenis in his sefer that he, on page 26, he says hinei hator nikra karboni lachmi. Torah is called karboni. Pasuk says l'chu lachmu v'lachmi, because when there's no, so why is it brought over here? The idea of lachmi, because when there's a Beis HaMikdash, we bring a korban every day. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, what's mechaper? The limud haTorah is mechaper. Limud haTorah is mechaper. But it has to be li'ishai. In other words, it has to be b'dechilu rechimu. Because you have to learn with a fire, with enthusiasm. And tishmeru, what is tishmeru lachmiv liba mo'ado? Shemet. With the famous Tishmeru in the Pasuk in Vayeshev. V'aviv shomer es hadavar, Rashi says, he was anticipating, waiting for the dreams to come true. Shomer means anticipating. So it's Korboni Lachmi, Le'ishai, means when you're learning Korboni Lachmi, the L'chu Lachmi, the Torah, it should be Le'ishai with his Slavos, and it should be Tishmeru. You should always anticipate, oh, I can't wait till the next time I get to learn. I can't wait till, you know, I'm anticipating, like, Avdil, someone goes on vacation, they say half the excitement of going on vacation is the excitement person has thinking about that. They're, you know. So same thing by Torah. There should be a constant, oh, hislavus. When are we going to be, while you're learning, and then anticipating the next time you could be learning. And that's inside, the hirurim inside. So that's why he said, Korbani lachmi lishai ha-hirur be-kaparas ha-ola. The kapara of the ola is mechaper on certain averis that hear her. This is significant. Uva liman haTorah, because liman haTorah is not only it's the learning, but not just learning. It's the ish liishai, the eish haTorah, the excitement, and tishmeru, and the aviv shomer sadover is the anticipation. And these are internal things in the person that causes a person to have kapara for, you know, for these hirurim, and that's why we need the special karbanos, and it's on a daily basis, because a person is what he's thinking about inside, of his mahus is internal, and so internally we always have to take a check. So every day we have this korban that's giving us the incentive to make sure that our thoughts of how we view ourselves, how we view other people, are in check, and in the same place to view our enthusiasm and to keep that in check as well, because and that's the daily korban. That's korbani lachmi v'ishai, v'hira b'kaparos ha'ola, u'v'lima v'ashoi.